Poppin' Bottles. Hello and welcome to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
This is Nick.
And, we're doing our thing.
As per the use at Shorty's Sunflower Cafe.
Did you get all the...
In very chilly Pottstown, Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. 18 degrees this morning. Yeah. Very crisp 18 degrees. Not feeling it.
Considering that was the high yesterday.
Right. Did we go out at all yesterday?
I don't know.
I can't remember. I don't think so.
I did.
Where did you guys go?
I took Sophia to gymnastics.
Right.
Yes, please.
Yeah, top it off. The goddess of coffee has just visited us. Like, it was so much starting. You guys went to get passports for the kids, didn't you?
Yes.
Because you guys are heading out of country soon.
Yeah, in May. Going to Jamaica.
The J-A-M-I-C-A. Wait, no.
I don't think you know how to spell countries.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to Jamaica for my sister-in-law's wedding at the end of May. So I had to get passports. Sarah needed to get her renewal.
Right.
Because when she got hers originally for our honeymoon, it still had her maiden name. So obviously, married name needs a new one.
Right.
And then you need them for the girls. So we go to the post office. As you do.
Which is what, yeah.
Yeah. So we go, and it's like they're only doing them till 2. Fine. It was like 12:30, so we're plenty of time.
Right.
This line for passports only. Why is there 100 people here?
Right.
Like, and you get there, and it's like...
It just tells you how desperate people are to get out of this country.
Yeah. And we're in line forever, and it was the same family just up at the booth. And it's like, you could tell that they hadn't filled out their paperwork before they got there.
Right.
You can print them out and fill them out and take them with you.
Right.
You can also go, you know...
Thank you.
I'm good, thank you. You can also go to, you know, your local library.
Right.
To do the pictures. There's lots of places you can go just get your pictures.
You can go to Costco now to get your picture taken.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you can go to many places, so you're prepared when you get there.
Right.
Granted, we didn't get our pictures because we knew you'd get them there. But it's just like, it's taken forever, and then there was a long line for everyone else doing their stuff. So that line clears out.
Right.
Then they open up a second line for passports. Then a third, then a fourth. It was literally the entire counter at the post office.
That's crazy.
Every window was for passports. So, you know, we have to each sign the papers for the girls. And Sarah, Sophia, and Maddie all had to go get their pictures taken. And all of a sudden, I hear the screams. Maddie is bawling. Yeah. So she's bawling in the back, and I'm like, what is going on? They had a car seat, or booster seat set up with like a sheet for the white background. Well, the woman didn't know what she was doing, puts Maddie in that, and then puts it on top of a stool in front of the regular photo background. And then all of a sudden it shifts.
Yeah.
And it startles her, and she starts crying.
Baby's going to hit the ground is what's going to happen. Yeah.
So her picture is her crying and screaming. Like, we're going to send it because it's an infant.
Right.
Technically, even though she's technically a toddler. But, like, we were there for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Just, and it's like, the girls did not want to be there, and they're, like, running around, and I'm like, there are people around. So that person's staring at me. I was like, stop looking at them.
Yeah, just avoid eye contact at all times.
Or, you know, just go
head
up
down.
And go up and poke them in the eyes.
That's not good. That's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
It wasn't the advice I gave her.
Yeah, I loved getting my passport. It was 2007, right? So I went to the post office, like you do. And so I step up to the counter. My mom's there with me. And the dude behind the counter, he's cool. And he's like, all right, well, I got to take a picture. So come around here, stand in front of this wall. I'll pop out the door and take a picture of you, right? So, go over, stand at the wall, comes out his little door. He's got this huge camera. Looks like old school, you know.
Yeah.
And he stands there and he says, "All right, don't look like a terrorist." Click. And I started cracking up laughing right as he took the picture. So the picture that's in my passport currently until 2017 when I can get it renewed is basically me in a chipmunk face, kind of, where you bring your bottom chin in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can see the bit of neck fat underneath there. It was great.
Well, you know, technically, like, they have, believe it or not, standards for the pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the family next to us that were getting there, they were, like, teenage son, he's probably 17. They had to retake his because his one earlobe was not showing.
Yeah.
That's not a joke.
Yeah, no. Like, you have to have everything showing and...
Yeah, he's
proportional,
like,
you know.
He's like, "Are you kidding me? It's my effing earlobe." And they're like,
"It's like, yeah, but what if you cut it off and replace it with a piece of plastic explosive?" You know,
yeah, exactly.
How are we gonna know?
I mean, I didn't think that, but you know,
crazy stuff. So we had a little bit of a night. Two nights ago. Turned out she was Emma was sick. She was feeling sick to her stomach, but. All we knew was I had stayed home to get some work done.
Okay.
My wife and Emma went over to her, Carissa's parents' place. Had dinner and whatnot, the usual Thursday ritual. But I stayed behind and tried to get a whole bunch of work done. And the whole time just getting text after text. She's being a hellion, basically. She's just...
Rapscallion.
Oh, yeah. She's screaming, running around, hitting, and stuff like that. And seems like nothing satisfies her, and she won't eat, you know. So, bring her home. And she starts doing the same thing, you know. So, try putting her to bed, you know. It's like, all right, well, it's 10 o'clock now. It's way past your bedtime.
Right.
Besides you being a little... Yeah. So it's bedtime. All right, put her in bed. That was about 45 minutes of just screaming her head off. So, you know what? Time to go for a drive. Gotta happen.
Got him.
Passes out. Like, passes out so bad. Not bad, good. Passes out so good. The whole trip... From the car carrying her back up the steps and taking off her jacket and everything, didn't wake up.
Wow.
Just limp, baby. Totally out. So so the next morning we go out to breakfast. So we're sitting there getting ready to go. And Emma's sitting on my lap, and she starts heaving a little bit. She starts you know, like a drunk girl. She doesn't know what's going on. Yeah.
Right.
So, oh my God, I don't know what's going to happen right now. Do I have to sneeze? Do I have to puke? I have no idea. Yeah. So we wait a couple of minutes. Nothing happens. She's totally fine. Go to breakfast. Start giving her a sippy of milk. Start giving her some French toast. Starts coming out, man. Starts coming right back out. But what's funny is...
Nothing.
Somehow... Because we gave her some milk, and then we gave her French toast on top of that.
Right.
Somehow, the French toast stayed in. But the milk came out. As you take a big bite of your sandwich. It's delicious, it looks like.
Yeah. It is.
So it must have been something with the milk. But it was just one of those nights. Everybody has it every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
You know. It's driving you absolutely crazy. But and what we didn't understand was she didn't have a fever or anything. Like, there weren't any signs that she was sick until she started. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that'll...
That's weird.
That'll happen. I mean, this morning, Sophia woke up. "Daddy, I have to throw up."
Just letting you know.
I was like, "All right, go to the bathroom." "No, come on, let's go." And I'm like, "No, go to the toilet." "No, come on."
I need to.
Yeah, it's like I lift up the lid. I'm like, okay. No, not in there. Give me a trash can.
God.
Yeah, I'm right like, there. I'm like, no. I'm like, we don't put. No. Give me a trash can. Take the bag out.
That's terrible.
I was like, fine. So it's like, take the trash bag out.
Whatever. I'll rinse it out later. Yeah.
I mean, that's what I've done it plenty of times. And she sits there, she's like, not coming out. Like, I'm pretty sure you don't have to.
Is she giving you the play-by-play from inside the bucket?
She's just like, hey, it's not coming out. I'm like, I was like, what are you doing? I was like, all right, just take it over to my bed.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't have to. I was like, cool, thanks.
But hey, at least she let you know ahead of time that it was, you know, possibly going to happen. It's almost like he was given a press release, you know, just real quick, before we get started, just want to let you know. So, clear up a few details first.
Kids with stomach, man, that's the worst.
What else did we do this week? Oh, yeah, this week we tried new diapers, just to see if we could not save a little. I mean, that was kind of the idea, but we ended up not saving at all. So Huggies, I guess, changed the way their diapers are put together, whatever. There's a new, like, blue kind of area in there.
Blue?
Yeah. So didn't really notice any difference for the first couple of days when we started using the new ones. We were getting low, so we picked up a new case and then noticed that the ones in the new case were different. But then it started to get, we would go to change her, and there'd be all those little gobs of, that absorbent stuff that's in diapers, Sam. It would be all over the place and impossible to clean off of her. Like, after I got everything off, she was so red, you know, and I had to put cream on her and everything. It sucks. So we were thinking about trying new ones. We go to Costco all the time.
Right.
So we picked up the Kirkland brand. I don't want to diss Kirkland because they make a lot of awesome stuff. And we go to Costco all the time, and we're not going to stop. Yeah. And maybe it was just so happens to be a bad experience that we had. Whatever. Every single diaper she went through came straight through the legs. Like there wasn't even any kind of seal around her legs. Yeah. And we tried, you know, putting the diaper on a little bit tighter, you know. But not enough, you know, that it hurt her or anything.
Did you tweet at Kirkland?
I did not tweet at Kirkland. I don't know if I can tweet at Kirkland. That's a good idea. But we took it back and we were able to exchange it. Yeah. Well, we only have the issue with the Huggies once every once in a while, so it's not too bad. The only thing I'm really worried about is it getting up in her, you know, in her hoo-ha.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
So we do the Amazon auto delivery.
Oh, okay.
For diapers and wipes.
Nice.
We've done that forever. I think we do Huggies.
Yeah, I do.
But we've been talking about switching, at least at night, to the nighttime. Because, like, almost every morning she wakes up, it's, like, through her onesie.
Right.
Her pajamas.
Let's see. Kirkland.
Could also be because she takes, she goes to sleep with a bottle of milk.
Oh, yeah.
That's how she goes to sleep, is she takes it in. That girl goes through a gallon of milk in, like, 2 days.
Nope, Kirkland is not on Twitter. Oh, yeah, we started doing that, going through milk, like, real quick. Because, I drink it, too. But that's mostly because we weren't thinking that she was going to go through all that in a week. Because we use juice, mostly. Yeah. But we started going through that.
Milk is, like, it's her comfort.
Yeah. That and fruit. We're going through Dole fruit cups like it's water. It's ridiculous. But I'm trying to find. We try getting the cups of vegetables too.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to figure out some way to get vegetables in this kid. She is just not. She just won't do it.
What about Like there's the, you know, pouches like that applesauce.
And yeah, we
those ones that have like the blends of.
We tried
baby
one,
food, but
I forget which one we tried. How cold is it now? I forget which one we tried, but she she's still in the flinging stage, so there's that. So I have to put like a tarp down before I give one to her.
Right, yeah.
But you know, with all the reports of people finding bad ones, you know, yeah. I kind of feel uncomfortable. I haven't looked for it yet to see if there's any brand that comes with maybe clear packaging on the one side so that you can see it and check it out and make sure it's all good, you know.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything like that.
Although I'm sure the one that's all, like, you know, spinach and carrot and stuff like that, you can't really tell because it's green and funny colors anyway. Yeah.
So have you guys... Does Emma use a pacifier?
No. Yeah, no, we've been off the pacifier for a long time now. Yeah. She does thumb, you know. She had a blister on the end of her thumb for a little while.
Wow.
She was tugging on it so much, but that went away pretty quick.
No, like Sophia always used one.
Oh, yeah.
It took us till a couple months after her second birthday.
Yeah.
So, like, we're like, it was at Easter. We're like, nope, the Easter Bunny's taking it.
Blame it on the Easter Bunny.
Yeah. So we took it away. And I'm just the other day, I'm thinking, I'm like, you know what? I was like, Maddie doesn't, she's never, like aside from like a few months when she was really small, she doesn't use them.
Yeah.
At all. And she doesn't use her thumb either.
I'll tell you what. I don't know about, Maddie, but Emma's getting pretty creative with that thumb. So you know what she can do now? With the same hand? Suck her thumb and pick her nose. Oh, it's excellent. It's great. It's especially great when she then pops the finger that was in her nose in her mouth, as if she's, you know, chewing on something.
I do that all the time.
And of course, you know, Carissa looks at me every time she does it and says, I blame you.
Why? Because you do that constantly?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. I actually used to. Like, every once in a while when I would get stressed out, I would just do it. Because it was
eat boogies?
Yeah. Because it was a really bad habit when I was a kid, when I was like a little kid. And I stopped when I was in elementary school. But for some reason, every once in a while when I'm really stressed out, like, I'll be driving in the car, and all of a sudden, I would have this nasty taste in my mouth. Yeah, we're good. I just get this nasty taste in my mouth. I'm like, what just happened? Oh no, seriously? it's been a while though.
Wow.
It's nice I haven't been that stressed out anymore.
Yeah. I claim that I called Sarah doing it once.
Oh, really?
Like, years ago. And she's like, no. She's like, I didn't. I swear. And I'm like, I just watched you do it. And so Sophia's like, we don't need boogies. They're disgusting. Like last week. And I was like, you know, I saw Mommy doing it once. She's like, you should tell her that. And she goes, like, Mommy, don't eat your boogies. It's disgusting.
Oh, my goodness. So we're going to be joined in a couple of minutes. Carissa and Emma are on their way over.
No.
Yep. Yep.
Nope.
Breakfast with the Bubs. Oh, yeah.
That's what you call them?
What? Bubs? Yeah. Nah, that's our nickname for Emma.
Mm-hmm.
The baby. Yeah. The bubby. The Bubs. Bubs McGrubs.
I was just making a bad joke.
Bubby McBubbykins. We call her a lot of things. Mac Drizzle, you know.
McDrizzle?
McDrizzle? I don't know.
Tell you where else we went.
What?
This weekend, because I forgot.
What's it?
The Works at Why Missing.
What is that?
It's like a combination of Chuck E. Cheese and Dave & Buster's.
Okay. So, Dave & Buster's.
Except they have like an area for kids.
Ah, okay.
So, like, they have go-karts.
Right.
Laser tag.
So like Arnold's.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
You also have, it's like they call it Ball of City.
And is it a city of balls?
Yes.
Is that what it is, Nick?
And like climbing contraptions, like all within nets.
That's it.
So like, I mean, it's like up on the second level and there's slides that are like ridiculously fast. Like yeah. Sophia went down it and like launched herself in the middle of the floor. It was awesome. And I went out with her.
Man, slides make me really nervous.
Well, it's a small one. And okay. It's all an enclosed area. And there's also the tube, yeah. Twisty ones.
Yeah.
So it was like you have to pay for like her and then one adult. Yeah. So like, I had to go in and take our shoes off and like I'm going through and she's like, come on, daddy, come on, come on, come on. And I'm like, I have to crouch through this entire thing. Like I should not be in here. But it's like, it's not a...
You gotta wear knee pads.
Yeah. Wait, they didn't have a ball pit. It's like the whole center area. You remember American Gladiators?
Yes.
And they had the tennis ball cannons?
Right.
They have those.
They have ball cannons?
Yes.
I'm totally going.
For like little,
you know,
little
what? Small you ones. And me. We'll do a Poppin' Battles photo shoot.
I would do it. So like they have these targets like up.
Okay.
Up on the top. And, like, so it's, like, up in the upper levels that have the guns. There's also some in the down in the middle.
Right.
And it's just, like, they have bags. You can throw the balls in and run through the entire place. They have, like, these things in the middle. You kind of load the balls up. You push a button. They'll shoot up the top.
Oh, like a mortar. Mortar fire.
Yeah. So it was just, like...
I love when they mix military equipment and child play at the same time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the automatic Nerf gun that I have. Oh, I love that thing. The Vulcan.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it was... Like, I was sweating so much going through that.
Yeah.
Like, we went because we were trying to figure out... Like, last week we went to Chuck E. Cheese, where to have Sophia's birthday party.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, we have Chuck E. Cheese. We have... That was kind of cool. Like, we had dinner there. They have a magician / weirdo.
All right. Nice.
His name is Cuckoo.
Makes sense.
And he's got a tie that hits himself in the face. And he's like, what's your name? And Sarah's like, Sarah? And he's like, Sarah, what? Oh, it's your name. And I'm like, that's terrible.
Wow. But I bet the kids thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, Sophia kept hiding from him.
Nice. Well, for good reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. So real quick, before our guests come, we're moving.
We are.
Not really.
Southern California, here we come.
Well, right. We'll still be on iTunes.
Hopefully.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. But we are moving to SoundCloud because exciting news. We are going to become the official Dads and Families podcast of the Good Men Project. But
And what does that mean for you? Not really a whole lot.
Yeah, no.
I was pointing to the mic, as in the listeners.
Yeah, the listener. Yeah, not a whole lot's going to change. I mean, we're going to have a little bit more to talk about. We're going to be talking about stuff that's up on the Dads and Families face. Not the Dads and Families face. Well, yeah, it will be on the Facebook page, too. But
that section.
But up on the Dads and Family section of Good Men Project. It'll be awesome. We'll be on Twitter a bit more. And, yeah, it's going to be awesome. We're going to be posting our episodes. Like I said, it should still be going to iTunes. But, yeah, we're going to be posting on Good Men Project, and it's going to be awesome. Going to be sweet. So if you don't see an episode from us on your iTunes feed next week, it's probably because we just haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah.
But we'll do the best we can.
We'll figure it. Supposedly, it's not hard to do.
Supposedly. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll play around.
So that's going to be exciting. You know, not much is going to change, honestly. Really not.
Just a much bigger audience, that's all.
Really nothing. We'll see. Yeah. You never know. You never know with these types of things.
No.
Yeah, it's exciting. I'm excited.
We're not saying we're kind of a big deal.
No.
Because we already were.
No. Yeah, we were a big deal to begin with. Yeah. That's why I got all my gold rings on today. I got so many fans I look like Mr. T. Hey, all those haters hating on me. Yeah. That's That's how we roll.
I don't even know what's happening anymore.
No.
What else is going on?
Not much. It's been pretty much a quiet week, yeah, as far as, except for her being sick that day. But I'll tell you what, post-Christmas, she's still getting some gifts. Mom and Pop up Kochi, my in-laws, got for her, they like getting her the little people sets.
Yes, those are awesome.
So we got a whole bunch of those for Christmas. Those are really awesome. We got Little Mermaid, got Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, that sort of thing. But they went out and got the zoo set. Now, there's actually a whole bunch of sets that you connect together. But the main zoo set, it's got all the like little ramps, and each of the characters make noises and stuff like
right.
that. It's really cool. You can kind of set it up differently. It's almost like Mousetrap.
Okay.
Where you can, you know, alter little things and put different pieces together. And
right,
stuff
right,
like
right.
That. Pretty awesome.
We're in the mine. Mine.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Stage of Maddie.
I'll be right back.
Okay, so I'm just going to talk.
Yeah, no, nice. Keep talking. I just got to grab my eyes here real quick.
Okay.
I can hear you.
This is really awkward. I'm just standing and staring at a mic, talking to myself. It's kind of weird. I like dead air. I'm a fan of it. It's awkward talking to myself about dead air and the like.
No.
That chair is mine.
Fun. Yeah, you can fit. I believe in you.
There. Oh, I could.
So you guys are in the mine stage.
Yeah.
We're in the hay stage still.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Yeah.
Yeah. We're also in the high and by.
Right. We get by every once in a while.
Yeah, so it's everything. Like, Sophia has something, and she'll grab it, and it's mine.
Yeah.
They like to fight with each other. This morning, Maddie was pulling the cable box off the shelf.
Oh, no.
And she kept pushing the button. I was like, can you please stop it? Like, she's picking up all the cups from the nightstand.
That's terrible.
Like, Sophia has her water cup and, like, her cup from milk.
Yeah.
And she's, like, sitting there, and she's, like, walking like this, like, taking one sip out of each. And I'm like, no.
Oh, man.
She the more stuff, like, she does, she just does ridiculous things. Like, she does, like, the Dikembe Mutombo finger wag. If we tell her
wag?
No, the, not in my house.
Okay.
She's just no. She's nodding her head.
Yeah.
Yes a lot. It's just weird. And I'm like, well, we're a couple months away from just her and Sophia having their own language. And, you know, just being screwed.
Yeah.
Because they own me.
They do. Always. Always and forever now.
Yeah.
That's, you won't be able to escape it. Nah.
I'm trapped.
Just not gonna happen. Yeah.
It's not gonna happen.
That is what it is. So I think we'll wrap up.
I'm good. He's kicking me out of the booth.
We still got a couple of minutes, but,
he's kicking me out.
No, we're good.
Let's do our social media.
It's a good episode. We're hanging out. We're doing our thing.
Let's social media it up.
Yeah, follow us on Twitter, at PBDadcast.
Yep.
And if you have questions, hit us up with the hashtag dadsandfamilies, because that's a thing now.
It's a thing.
And, you know, the huge Facebook, poppin' bottles/poppin' bottles dadcast.
Yep.
Poppin' bottles dadcast.com. Yeah, Instagram, which we don't do a whole lot of.
No, well, see,
but
that
can still.
That's because we have each have our own.
That's right.
And you have to log out.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not like Twitter, where you can just swap back and forth.
They should
come
change
on Instagram.
That up.
Get on that.
Yeah, Instagram, get on that.
Yeah, get on that now.
All right, but we'll be seeing you next week.
Hopefully. Yes.
Yeah, like I said, if it's not on iTunes, we're working it out. You can find us on GMP.
Yep.
It's gonna be solid. Rock solid. All right.
Word. Peace.
Hey, everybody, have a good week.